The growing importance of quick-reaction military units is captured in a phrase frequently used by Pentagon officials, leaning forward. That's the posture officials want more elements of the military to be in, so they can respond to terrorist threats worldwide. In Afghanistan, that has meant that commanders, more often than not, turn to the Marine Corps for short-notice missions. Over the next few months, NPR will follow a Marine Expeditionary Unit shipping out this summer. NPR's David Malpas reports there's a new sense of urgency in the training.
On a recent windy afternoon at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, young soldiers sharpen their martial arts skills. They are taking turns flipping a running attacker flat on his back on the hard clay turf of an athletic field.
That's it. Good.
These particular Marines usually spend their days loading gear onto helicopters and ships and directing traffic, but they are taking extra time these days to practice hand-to-hand combat. Their boss is Staff Sergeant Glenn Taylor.
We started training a lot harder. We know something's probably going to happen, so we're preparing for that. And so the operation tempo has skyrocketed.
Fix bayonets.
A rubber dummy outfitted with a camouflaged flak jacket is attached to a pole. The Marines attack it. They jab hard, aiming for the neck, face, or groin.
Right,
twist the bayonet into the body, then pull it out briskly.
Whenever you're ready, Doc, you can begin.
Marine expeditionary units are trained to carry out more than 24 types of missions, from conventional landings on a beachhead to special operations deep inside landlocked countries like Afghanistan. Each unit is a self-contained fighting force of 2,200 men and women, including infantry equipped with artillery, tanks, Cobra attack helicopters, and transport helicopters to get them and their equipment ashore.
Basically, our job is to put an 18 or 19-year-old Marine in the zone wherever he wants to go, when he wants to be there, and pull him out when he wants to get out.
That's Lieutenant Colonel John Kennedy, aviation commander of the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit. One mission his helicopter pilots are spending more time practicing these days is in-flight refueling. The helicopter's huge spinning blades make this process quite a bit trickier than refueling jets.
The toughest thing that we would have to do would be a long-range raid with in-flight refueling at night off the ship. The probe will come out from the aircraft. They're supposed to put it in the basket, and then they suck gas off it.
The big advantage of Marine Expeditionary Units, or MEUs as they are called, is that they are stationed on ships across the globe. They don't need land bases.
We believe in 15 days any place we could survive. I think you could take the MEU to the moon for 15 days, and we'd be fine.
That's Colonel Richard Mills, commander of the 24th Expeditionary Unit. He's happy to tout the capabilities of these units and keep them in the public eye. As the smallest branch of the armed forces, the Marines are always fighting for bucks with the Army, Navy, and Air Force and needing to prove their continued utility. By the middle of this summer, Colonel Mills and his expeditionary unit will be patrolling offshore volatile areas, close enough to set soldiers on the ground within hours of an intervention order.
Forward presence is our big selling ticket. Rapid response. We train to a six-hour timeline. During my workups, I'll be given warning orders on various missions, all the way from doing non-combatant evacuation operations to humanitarian, to combat raids. And from the time I'm handed the warning order to the time I have forces actually executing, I have 6 hours. And that's quick.
The Army hopes to beef up its own expeditionary forces that could get to any trouble spot within 4 days. But right now, the Marines still hold the edge for this kind of quick-reaction force. The 24th Marines Unit is in the early stages of its six-month training workup before it's on the hook, as they say, and ready to go.
Depending upon how much ammo we have left, we might be able to get a few of you more in to qualify. Good to go?
All right,
gents, carry on.
These soldiers are upgrading their machine gun skills. They are working in small groups now, learning the basics of trust and discipline. Later, they'll train for highly specialized missions, such as urban warfare. It's intense at times, often physically grueling, but never short of gung-ho lingo to keep the young Marines pumped and focused. Good to go is a favorite phrase, along with tip of the spear, a term of pride in their special role in the war on terrorism. Again, aviation officer John Kennedy.
To a man, that's how our Marines feel, especially now. They see it's going on. They know they're close to the fight. They want to move to the sound of cannons.
Behind-the-scenes personnel have their motivational slogans, too. Captain Meredith Brown says the logistics and supply teams think of themselves as super Gumbies because of their flexibility. In logistics, she says, you can never fall in love with your plan because it's bound to change.
So I have to think of all the ways I can to do this in case plan A, plan B, and plan C fall out.
Brown illustrates another element of Marine Corps thinking as she describes how much equipment has to fit onto the three relatively small ships assigned to the unit.
If we filled up a football stadium with all of our gear, just side by side, front to back, you would say there's absolutely no way it can fit on just three naval vessels. But a good 98% of it does. And the 2% that we can't take, we just determined that, well, it must not be absolutely needed.
That last part of what Captain Brown said?
And the 2% that we can't take, we just determined that, well, it must not be absolutely needed.
That's the Corps' version of the power of positive thinking. It seems to be contagious. Among the young men and women we talked with at Camp Lejeune, morale was definitely high. As one Marine described the training, though, it's been fun and real, but it's not been real fun. They are taking their jobs very seriously. Lance Corporal Anthony Capuccio from Brooklyn, New York, says he came in looking for a challenge and found it.
Working in the civilian sector just didn't have a lot of meaning for me at the point where I was in my life, and I wanted something more meaning, so I wanted to put on a uniform and contribute a little bit, give back to my country like my grandfather did in World War II.
The Marines of the 24th Expeditionary Unit are getting in shape to deploy in waters near the Middle East this summer. David Malpas, NPR News.